Thursday night, $35. Shara Bitochon, and we're starting Perek Chamishi. Perek Chamishi addresses the fact that, especially according to the Chavis Halvavos, the eye would not see much of a difference. You need a very discerning eye, and if you look superficially or even beyond superficially, you wouldn't see a difference in the life of a Baal Bitochon and not a Baal Bitochon. Bitochon is a Chavis Halvavos. The Chavis Halvavos is Baal Bitochon, goes to work and works an 8-hour day or a 9-hour day or a 10-hour day, whatever his job is. He's basically a normal person doing normal things, except he has bitachon. So his whole attitude really is different. He's living in a different place. His values are different, but it's all inside. You don't really see, because it's not like he says the Baal Bitochon, or not a Baal Bitochon is going to work 8 hours a day, and a Baal Bitochon is going to work 1 hour a day. It's not so. Assuming maybe he won't work overtime, but, you know, he'll have a normal, he'll be working. He'll be running around to get a gemach loan. Not going to sit home and wait for the gemach loan to come to him. He's going to run around and get a gemach loan. But if you have a discerning eye and you notice that one fella is always smiling and one fella is always scowling, one fella is always in a good mood and optimistic and cheerful, and another fella is always pessimistic and downcast and depressed and tense, but that already takes a discerning eye. It's not immediately obvious. So that's what he'll be talking about in this perek. Now that you've developed bitachon by learning perek Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and Dalet, now he wants you to become sensitive to bitachon. Maybe he wants you to pick your friends. He wants you to be friends with a Baal bitachon. Maybe you don't know if you're a Baal bitachon or not. So you'll be able to take his list, and you go over to the mirror, you look in the mirror, and you'll see if the fella in the mirror is smiling, or if the fella in the mirror is cheerful, then you're a Baal Bitochon. But if the fella in the mirror is scowling, then you got a problem. So this is what Perek Chamishi is about. Aval ha'hevdel ben aboteach al Hashem, between someone that relies on Hashem, lizulaso, to his counterpart who doesn't, when it comes to this fine balance between bitachon and what we call hishtadlus, what the Chavis Halvavos calls hishaskus besibos, busying yourself with cause and effect, seeming cause and effect. Omar, I will say, ki aboteach al Hashem yisaleh nivdal, he's separated, different, unique, mimi shein aboteach olav b'shiv enyonim. Chavis Halvavos loves to make lists. He's like in seventh heaven when he can make a list. And his list usually consists of 7 things or 10 things. If you go through the Sefer, you'll notice that. Those are nice numbers. They're nice and round. Certainly Al-P Kabbalah, the way the world works, it makes sense that there are 7 and 10. Akaponami has 7 things. Did he work out that there should be 7? I don't know. The Kupa there, Daniel Ha'ir, they work out there's a nice number every time they run a Tzlaka campaign. Not the Kupa here. Daniel, there it's Israel. Rabboni Vad Daniel Meretz Israel. They always have some number. 593 families, because it's Kaminyan Kaporos or something like that. So you got to always feel bad for the 594th. Like, you know, he didn't fit into the gematria, so they had to make the cut. Like, they might have helped 600 families, but they said, you know, sorry, we got an advertising campaign to run, so you guys are out of the picture, sorry. So you got to feel bad for those 6 families that were not on the right side of the gematria. So they're going to starve to death because it doesn't fit the advertising campaign. Elamai, I'm talking silly. They're of course going to help those families, but then the advertising campaign is a lie. Then it's just like a Madison Avenue advertising campaign to try to get you to think that there's something special about the tzedakah you're giving them because they're going to help 593 families. If it's not true to helping 593 families, then they're liars. And they're no better than a guy selling a car by putting a pretty girl next to the car. Same thing, no difference. Same Gnevas Das. Elamai, they taka decided they don't want to be Gnevas Das. They're always going to help, they're going to help only 593 families. So that's terrible. What about family number 594? Maybe he can't spell. I don't know. Nebuch, he has to suffer because he didn't make the Gematria cut this campaign. Anyway, that's the world we're living in. You either go to Bnei Brak and you get a Yeshua, or you go to Yerushalayim and you have to figure out the Gematria to see if you should give them your tzedakah. Soon the Kupa Shel Tzedakah, they're getting worse every year also. Last year they said, Rabbanim are going to get together and they're going to daven for whoever gives them money, but then thanks to my influence, I take full credit, it said, and for all the children of the city. So I take full credit for that. Okay, not that they listen to me, but I threatened them that if they don't write that, I'm finished with them. Ha'echad, number one. So you have seven, seven. Why is it important? I can think of two reasons. One is you want to know who to be friends with, maybe. I mean, maybe he just holds that you might have this kasha. You want the life of a Baal Bitochon to be different than a not Baal Bitochon. You would expect it to be different. If it's a whole different life, and it's so fundamental a belief, and it's so fundamental to being a Jew and to living like a Jew, so like, how could it be that their lives are the same? So maybe he's answering a question, and he's saying, you are having a question that if you follow everything I've said, you don't see how the life of a Baal Bitochon is different than the life of a not Baal Bitochon. So I have seven terutzim. So maybe that's all he means. Maybe. Maybe he means you could see it. Maybe that's all he means. You know, do you have a kasha? So he's giving you seven terutzim. Okay, it could be. Or he's telling you who to be friends with. Well, like I said, if you sometimes wonder where you're holding, so you have like a checklist. Okay, I'll go through the Chavit HaLevavos checklist. Number one is, he'll act a certain way. How do I act when I'm faced with that situation? Uh-oh. And then you get to,
so like, he doesn't mean in the perspective of Mondrego.
No.
They're all...
Yeah, he doesn't imply that he's moving up a ladder. He gives you seven things. Like Wonder Bread, seven ways. You know Wonder Bread? Anybody Wonder Bread? When I was growing up in the 1950s, there was a bread called Wonder Bread. And the advertising campaign was that it helps your body in seven ways. So their implication was it helps it more than the other breads in seven ways. Until people chop. Every bread does that.
It's all the advertising.
That's right. Ha'echa, number one. Shabbatecha Lashem, because of what Bitachon is, because of everything we've learned in Perek 1, 2, 3, and 4, Shabbatecha Lashem accepts whatever happens to him. Now, a not boteach when he has a slow month in business, or when he has a down, when he has a bad year, or if something happened, his car, he needs a major repair. So he gets depressed, he's sad, and he's upset. He doesn't know how he's going to make the mortgage payment this month. He had a sudden expense he didn't expect to have. He opened up for business. It was a very, very bad winter. The economy went downhill, and he didn't have any customers. He sells diamond rings. People don't buy diamond rings. They can't afford it. It's a luxury item. So he gets all sad and depressed, bitter, cynical, angry, upset. The Baal Bitochon doesn't. The Baal Bitocha Shebateach al Hashem Mekabel Beratzon Eskiroso. He sees everything as Gzeiros Hashem. Everything is masterminded by Hashem. Everything is given out in its proper measure, and its exact measure. How much I'm getting? How much I'm supposed to get? So he's mekabel Hashem's gezeira. He's mevorech al hara, k'shem shemevorechim al hatova. He is expert in this midah, and a Baal Bitochon would be. If you think back to what Bitochon is, we're not going to go through the whole thing. Paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. You will see that the Baal Bitochon excels in the midah of chayiv adam mevorech al hara, k'shem shemevorech al hatova. And your grad is supposed to be mevorech b'simcha. To get up there and say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Dayan Emes, okay, we're not talking about a funeral, people are crying, but the true din of Chayiv Adam Mevarech Al Arok Shem Shem Mevarech Al Atova is to be Mevarech Et B'Simcha. Just to make a bracha and to mouth the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Dayan Emes is really missing the point of the whole halacha. The whole halacha is to be Sameach and to accept Hashem's Gzeiros B'Simcha. Shabbateach al Hashem mekabel beratzon, willingly. He knows Hashem is only a meitiv. That's in Perek Beis number 1. In Perek Gimel number 1, Hashem is a meitiv. Hashem only wants what's best for you. So whatever Hashem does, he takes with a smile. He may not understand how it's good. That's why he's making Dayan Emes. It certainly seems bad. It certainly hurts. But he knows it's for good, and therefore he doesn't get angry or depressed or cynical or bitter or upset. Some people, it's a very big nisayon. Some people, they say, okay, I'm not going to spend so much time in my business. I'm going to learn more. And he undergoes to a degree, a certain life transformation, and then the life starts going downhill. It happens. All of a sudden, the life starts going downhill, and they get very, 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 very bewildered. They feel very hurt. They feel betrayed by Hashem. Here I am. They believe in Hashem. It hurts more because they believe in Hashem. So they feel a sense of betrayal. And here I gave up this and I gave up that. A Baal Tshuva may feel that way. Baal Tshuva gave up his whole life. He was the big man on the campus, the star, and he gave it all up to become some dope that's learning Aleph Beis, and he's struggling to, like, you know, and then he can't do a shidduch, you know, and he's only 38 years old. He's not married. He has no money, and he gets bitter. It's very difficult. Very, very big nisayon. Not always do things. Life is not always a fairy tale. You don't always live happily ever after. And people are moser nefesh. It's especially hurts, and it's very hard when people better themselves, and it happens. I mean, I know people. I know cases. People better themselves, and then their lives take a downturn, and they feel very betrayed. They feel hurt. They say, "How can Hashem do this? Like, what's this all about?" Like, not supposed to happen. So it's a big nisayon, but that's that. It's not people. You can have a bad month. A person sees his business is starting to go down. So I say, you know, if he's selling horseshoes, or if he's selling horseshoes and the economy just switched over to an automobile economy, no more horses. So he's. Even the Baal Bitochon is supposed to, is mechuyev to, change businesses. One of the hallmarks though of the Baal Bitochon, he said at the end of the Perek Gimel, I believe, says he doesn't change jobs so fast. Of course, every case is different. He says he doesn't, you know, because there are people that, okay, things are not working out, let me try something else. Things are not working out, try something else. And the Baal Bitochon just doesn't have that mindset. So it's not working out. Maybe next month will be better. What does Hashem want for me? Then at some point, everybody says, maybe I'm supposed to change jobs. Maybe Hashem doesn't want me to do this. Maybe I'm supposed to do something else. Maybe this is taking too much time away from learning. Maybe this, maybe that. We don't know because we don't have Nevi'im. So it's hard to know. Al Kaponim, this is like one of the qualities, one of the benefits, I'm sorry. One of the benefits of Bitachon, the Chazal said back in the Hakdama, was that about Bitachon is able to cope with disappointment. That's a benefit of Bitachon, that you have, that's a benefit of being a Baal Bitachon. A true Baal Bitachon will cope with disappointment very nicely. So that's really what he's saying here. He's couching it in terms of the din of Chayv Adam Levarach Al Arok Shem Shem Levarach Al Tova. Kamo Shomar Iyob Hashem Nosom Hashem Lokach Yishem Hashem Levarach. Now you'll notice in this pasuk, which is like the quintessential pasuk of Tzidik Hadin, Iyob doesn't give a cheshbon why it happened. He doesn't understand why it's good for him. He doesn't claim to understand. Tragic tragedy after tragedy after tragedy happens to him. But he's able to handle it. And even if he doesn't have an explanation for it, so he says, you know, I'm not entitled to anything. I'm not entitled. Anything that was taken away from me, I have no reason. I have no right to demand it remain. What right do I have? Hashem Nosan, Hashem gave it to me, Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Mevorach. So that is, okay, we'll stop here in the middle, we have to see. This is number one, like Baal Bitachon is on, head and shoulders above and not Baal Bitachon, but you don't see this. Maybe a person with a discerning eye will see it. Maybe the guy's best friend will see it. But a normal person, you know, won't see this difference. That's what he's saying. He's talking about differences between the Baal Bitachon and the not Baal Bitachon that are not readily apparent.